Be'ez Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Tisha Asa, the 19th chapter in the Rambam Masechet Sanhedrin in the Sefer Shoftim, the Book of Judges, where we conclude the discussion of Malkus, where in this Perek we discuss regarding the numbering, the list of those who get lashes. As Rambam gives Halacha Aleph regarding a negative prohibition, which one is liable for it, Karis, which goes into the category of Malkus. So Kol Loisa Seishish B'Karis, any negative prohibition that has a penalty of Karis, which is that person dies young, and also his life gets cut off from the world of the Olam Haba, where Ve'imba Misbezen, and there is no capital punishment in the courts, Shalekin Aleim, that's the type of person that gets lashed for that type of sin. Now, that would not be the case if there is Misbezen, because that was not given to be warned for Malkus, but rather for the punishment of the courts, as we explained this in the previous parak. But if there's no Mises Bezdin, it's just a Lysa Yishish Bekaris, one would get lashes, and there are Echad Ve'estim, there's 21 sins that go into this. Be'elohim, they are Aleph, number one, Habal Chesli, if someone cohabits with his sister. Be'ez, number two, Habal Ches Aviv, if someone cohabits with his father's sister. Gimel, number three, Habal Ches Im, if someone cohabits with his mother's sister. Dal, number four, Habal Ches Ish, if someone cohabits with his wife's sister. Hey, number five, Habal Ish Asach, if someone cohabits with his brother's wife. Vav number six, Habal Isha Sachi Avav, someone cohabits with the wife of his father's brother, his uncle, but it's his father's brother's wife, that's his aunt. Zayin number seven, Habal Anida, someone cohabits with a menstruating woman, even his wife. Ches number eight, Ha'ichel Chalib, if someone eats the forbidden fats, the certain fats that are forbidden even the kosher animal. Test number nine, Ha'ichel Dam, if someone eats blood. Yod number ten, Ha'ichel Chametz B'Pesach, if someone eats leaven in Pesach. Yud Aleph, number 11, Oichel B'Yom Kippur, someone eats on Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, the 10th of Tishrei. Yud Beis, number 12, Oisa Malocha B'Yom Kippur, someone does forbidden work, certain constructive activities on Yom Kippur. Yud Gimel, number 13, Oichel Anos, if someone eats leftovers of a carbon beyond its time that it's allowed to be eaten. Yud Dal, number 14, Oichel Pigol, if someone eats from a carbon that when the Kohen was sacrificing, he had an inappropriate thought that it should be eaten or sacrificed beyond its time. Tezvav number 15, Hatomish Ochel Basar Kodesh, someone who's Tomei who eats from Kodshim meat, from a carbon. Tezai number 16, Hatomish Nichnas Lazar, someone who's Tomei goes into the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. Yudzai number 17, Hashaychi Kodshim Achutz, if someone slaughters a carbon out of the Azara, out of the courtyard. Yudchas number 18, Hamala Kodshim Achutz, if someone sacrifices that Kodshim out of the Azara. Yudchas number 19, Hamafatim Es Hashem, if someone goes and mixes and makes the spices that together make up this anointing oil, which Moshe Rabbeinu made for the Mishkan, he makes exactly with the same ingredients and production. Chaf number 20 has soch b'shem l'mishkan. Someone takes that anointing oil and he anoints himself with it. And Chaf Aleph number 21, hamafatim esekter, someone compounds and puts together the incense that was burned in the Beis HaMikdash. So same exact ingredients, he makes the same exact mixture. That is violation number 21 that has karas, and one would get lashes for violating the aver. Halacha Beis now continues regarding those that have chimis b'dei shemayim. Kol mechiyav misa b'dei shemayim, anyone that's liable for death at the hands of heaven, which that's a step down from karis, because karis has a punishment even after the person dies, whereas that of misa b'dei shemayim, he dies young, but his death is an atonement for him. So we're there, shehim b'loitza, say where it's a negative prohibition, v'yesh ben maisa shalik na'alim, and there's an action, so then one would get lashes on them. That's Shemayin Asr. There's 18 Averis that go into that category. Ve'lehem, and they are Aleph number one, Zar Sha'achal Truma Gedela, a non-Kohen who eats the big Truma, which is the first Truma that's taken off from the Tevel produce, and that's being Tahar Ben Tamei, whether it's Tahar or not, which for a Kohen it could depend, but for a non-Kohen he violates this, whether it's Tahar or Tamei. Beis number two, Zar Sha'achal Trumas Meiser, a non-Kohen who eats Trumas Meiser. What's Trumas Meiser? The Levi gets a tenth of Yisrael's produce. Then from that tenth, the Levi separates a tenth, and he gives that to the Kohen. That has a similar halacha to Truma Gedoyla, to be chayv on it Misa V'dei Shemayim. That's called Trumas Meiser. So if a Zar eats that, he would get lashes. Gimel number three, Zar Sha'ochel Bikurim, a non-Kohen who eats the first fruits, which are taken off from a person's fruits that he's supposed to bring to Yerushalayim, to the Kohen. Acha Shenichnas L'Yerushalayim, if it's already been brought into Yerushalayim, and then the Zar eats it, he's going to get Mrs. B'dei Shemayim for that, which we get Malkus for. Dal number four is Zar Sha'ochel Chala. If a Zar eats Chala, which is the portion that's given to the Kohen separated from the dough, which that's also called Truma, so this all goes into the same category. Hey, number five, Ho'ichel Tevel. If somebody eats untithed produce, Shalahudim men the Truma Gedolah Truma Smaisa, which was not separated from it yet, the large Truma and the Truma from the Truma, which is the Meiser that's taken off from the Levi's Meiser given to the Kohen. Halacha Vav. mitzvah number vav. Ha'oichel isa, someone eats dough, shlohu mechalasa, which its chal was not yet separated from it, which again, that would be the equivalent of tevel in regards to the dough. Halacha zayin, kohen tamei she'ochel truma tayra. A kohen that's tamei, that ate truma, even if it's tar, but he's tamei, he'd get malchus for that, that's misa b'dei shemayim. Ches, number 8, kohen she'nichnas l'kodesh ha'kodeshim sh'leil avoyda, but kohen goes into the holies, not for the purpose of doing an avoyda. Test number 9, kohen she'yotzim in the mikdash b'shas avoyda, if the kohen leaves the base of mikdash at the time when he's in the middle doing the avoyda. Yud number 10, Levi shavid b'avoydas kahanim. If a Levi does one of the avoydas, the services of the kahanim. Yud Aleph number 11, Zar shemesh b'mikdash. If a non-kohen does the avoydah in the base of mikdash. Yud Beis number 12, Mechus b'gudim. If someone is missing from the kahanic garments, Harei kazar. So then that kohen is like a foreigner. V'loy kim avod, and therefore he's going to get lashed if he does the avoydah, just like a zar would get if he does the avoydah. Yud Gimel, kohen tamei shemesh. If a kohen that's tamei does the avoydah when he's tamei. Yud Dal number 14, Shatui yain shemesh. If he's intoxicated from wine when he does the Avodah. Tezvav, number 15, Tful Yom Shashimish, if he was Tamei, and he had immersed himself that day, but he didn't yet have sundown. If he does the Avodah, he's going to get Malkus, because he would be Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim. Tezayin, number 16, Mechusa Kippurim Shashimish, even if he was Tamei, and he went to the mikvah, and he already had sundown, but there are certain types of Tumas that require that the next day, you're bringing atonement for that Tumah, that he has not yet brought the atonement on the following day, and he does the Avodah, he'd be Chayim Malkus. Yud Zayin number 17, Perua Roi Shashimesh. If his hair is overgrown, now he didn't get a haircut in 30 days and he does the Avodah. And Yud Ches number 18, Kerui Begod Shashimesh. If he has torn garments and does the Avodah, that would be number 18 for the liability for lashes for those that their Misa is B'dei Shemai. Halacha Gimel continues regarding that the lashes do not apply for a violation of a positive commandment. It's only for a Loi Sase. And that is therefore avalam mishamish, but although we're talking about all these violations when you're doing the avodah, but if someone does the avodah b'lo kiddush dam reglayim without having sanctified his hands and his feet as a kohen before he does the avodah, although he's actually liable for death, but ain't like he wouldn't get lashes. Nishi mitzvah say because of positive commandment, and that's the Torah says what he should do, but it's not a lois say, and lois is lashes only for negative prohibition. So to a prophet that holds back from saying the prophecy that God told him, or violates his own words of his prophecy, or anyone who violates the words of a prophet. Although these three get a chiv misa b'dei shemayim, which we spoke about before, gets lashes, in these cases it wouldn't get lashes, because they're derived from a positive commandment. Like it says in these last three, to him you should listen, as it says in Sefer Devarim, which infers, if you don't, then you're going to get the penalty. But a negative prohibition that's derived from a positive commandment, hadei kase, is like a positive commandment, they look in love, and one does not get lashes for the violation of a positive commandment. Now, halacha dal continues, a lengthy halacha, counts all the other negative prohibitions that are not kodes and not misa b'dei shemayim, but one will get lashes for what's called just a generic loisase. Kol loisase shabatar, any negative prohibition that tar, she'im bohem loikodes, that there's no punishment of kodes, but loisase b'dei shemayim, and there's no death at the hands of the courts. Shalik in the lane where you're going to get lashes. Kov samach ches. These are 180 and 168 negative prohibitions. Ve'elahim, and we're going to go through that list. Aleph number 1. Ha'isa elil. If someone makes an idol. Beis number 2. Ha'isa elil. Lenoi. Even if he makes the idol only for arts, for beauty, it's also a violation. Halacha gimel. Ha'poina elilil. Be'echem ha'maisim. If someone turns toward an idol with one of many different actions, for example, let's say it was covered and he uncovers it to see it. Dalad, number 4, Hamika Matzev, if he erects a monument, which is a structure that everyone gathers to that, even if it's to serve God, because that's how the nations of the world used to do, as many of these are related to that idea. Halacha hei, a mitzvah hei. Hanoitea ilan b'mikdash, if someone plants a tree in the Beis HaMikdash. Halacha mitzvah vav. Hanoisin evinaskis, if someone places a graven stone, which the word maskis from the word of sach, which means to look, everyone looks at it, because it was made engraven and it was placed over there in front of the idols. So that is a violation of a loisase. Zayin number 7, Hanoyde b'shem avodah zarah. If someone takes a vow in the name of an avodah zarah. Ches number 8, Hanishba b'shem avodah. If someone swears in the name of the idol. Tes number 9, Hanenaba. If someone has benefit from the idol. Yud number 10, Abayne Eran Nidachas. There was a city that was wiped out because they all did avodah zarah. It's supposed to be left like that. If someone rebuilds that city, violates a negative prohibition, gets lashes. Hanenim, if someone has benefit from that, Iran Nidachas. Yud Beis number 12, Oisek Kachuk is a Gemara. Someone does like the statutes of the Gentiles. He just does their customs, even though there's no necessarily logic behind it. Yud Gimel number 13, Hakaisim. If someone goes and he could tell the future, divination through some type of action that he does, or Amo'inin. If someone directs his actions according to the times, the way he looks at the stars, or Tezvam number 15, Hamenachish. If someone goes and does his actions based on Nichush, which, like for example, he says, oh, my bread fell out of mouth, my stick fell out of my hand, oh, I'm not going to go to that place, because if I go, I'm not going to get what I want. Or Tezayin number 16, Hachayver, which is someone says things, really does have no understanding, he thinks in his foolishness that this is going to be effective if he says these types of incantations on the snake that it's not going to harm, or on the person that he's not going to get harmed. Yud Zayin number 17, Adirish al Amesim, if someone expounds with necromancy, which is that he does some type of weird things, and he imagined that through that, the dead is going to come to him in his dream, and he's going to let him know regarding the questions that he has. Yud Ches 18, Hamoichik Shem, if someone erases God's name, or similar types of things, could go and hoidas even min mizbech, if he destroys a stone from the mizbech, he said if it's min mikdash, or he burns a wood from the mikdash, from the temple. Yud Ches 19, Hamechaba ish min mizbech, if someone extinguishes any part of the flame from the mizbech, from the altar. Chaf number 20, oilo lov b'malas, if someone uses steps to go up to the top of the mizbech, to be with a ramp. Chafal number 21, hanichnas latzor begobim tmeim, if someone goes into the courtyard with impure garments, even though he's pure. Chav Beis number 22, Zav HaKuyitzaboy, what does it mean, like a Zav? Like, for example, Nido, a woman gave birth where the Tumah is from their own bodies. Shenichnas HaRbais, if they go onto the Temple Mount. Chav Gimel number 23, Amisa Badi Aron, if someone takes off the staves, the sticks, from the Ark. Chav Dal 24, Mazich Choshem Al Eifod, it removes the breastplate from its where it's connected to the Eifod, which is a type of garment that the Kohen Gadol will wear. Chav Hei 25, HaKadei HaPi Me'il, if someone tears the collar of the cloak, which are also one of the garments that the Kohen would wear. Chavav 26, a Makav al Mizbeach Hazav, if someone sacrifices something which beyond the there's only a few things that were done, the Ketairis and some other things, if someone sacrifices something else on the golden altar which was in the Heichel, that he would get lashes for. Chavzayin 27, Kohen Shenechus LeHeichel Shalibash HaSavoyda, if a Kohen goes into the sanctuary not during the time of service. Chavchaz 28, Balmun Shenechus LeSham, if a blemished person goes into the Heichel. Chavtaz 29, Shasa Shenechus LeSham, someone intoxicated, if someone drank, goes into the Heichel. Lamed 30, Balmum Shashimish, if a blemished Kohen does the Avodah. Lamed Alf 31, Oral Shashimish, if he's uncircumcised and does the Avodah. Lamed Beis 32, Kohen Sha'ovid B'Avodah Salavim, if a Kohen does the service that the Levim are supposed to do. Lamed Gimel 33, Kohen Shenichlis Lamikdash Perirosh, if a Kohen goes into the temple where his hair is grown wild, he hasn't cut it in 30 days. Lamed Alf 34, Kohen Shenichlis Lamikdash Kuru B'Gadim, if a Kohen goes into the temple with his garments torn. Lamahei 35, Hamakdish Balimum, if someone sanctifies an animal that's blemished for the Mizbeach as a carbon. Lamavav 36, Hashechetan, if someone slaughters it, this Balmum, as a carbon. Lamazayan 37, Hazodik Demem, if someone throws its blood on the Mizbeach, which is part of the Avodah. Lamaches 38, Hamakdim Merim, if someone sacrifices the sacrificial parts, the Chalev, of this Balmum carbon. Lamatesh 39, Hamakiv Karbonis Goyim, if someone sacrifices the sacrifice of the Gentiles, Balimum, if the animal is blemished, meaning you shouldn't say that since they're Gentiles, we could bring for them blemished animals. No, there is a separate negative prohibition. Mem number 40, Hametel Mumba Kodeshim. If someone goes and inflicts a blemish on a carbon, Bisman Hamikdash, at the time when the Bisman Hamikdash was around. Mem Al 41, Ha'ivid Bakodeshim. If someone does some type of a malacha, some type of work with Kodeshim, meaning with Karbanis. Mem Beis 42, Ha'goizdais. If someone shears off the wool, the hair of the carbon, meaning before it's sacrificed, when it's alive. Mem Gimel 43. Hamakdash Sar Devash. If someone sacrifices on Mizbeach leavening or honey, Mem Dalat 44. Isis Shirim Benachas Mechametz. If someone makes the leftovers which they eat from the flour offerings, makes it leavened. Mem Hei 45. Hamakav Bali Melech. If someone sacrifices a carbon without any salt. Mem Vav 46. Hamakav Esnan. If someone sacrifices an Esnan Umechir Kelev, which an Esnan, if someone tells a Zayna, here, this is your payment for the wages for the service that you're giving me, and she goes and takes that animal and as a carbon, or mechir kelev, but someone says to his friend, here, take this lamb and for swapping it for the dog, those animals are going to be forbidden from the Mizbeach. Mem Zayin 47, Hanoisin Shemin al Mechas Chayit, if someone puts oil on the flour offering of a sinner. Mem Ches 48, Hanoisin Le Levain, if someone puts frankincense on that mincha, which although generally these are put on but not by a sinner. Mem Ches 49, Hanoisin Shemin al Mechas Chayit, if someone puts oil on the carbon of the suspected adulterous woman. Nun 50, Anishna Lab Labanim, if someone puts on it frankincense. Nun al 51, Hamavdu Bachatas Oif. If someone separates the head of the bird from the body when he's doing malika, which is they take the fingernail of the thumb and by the Chatas Oif, specifically the bird Chatas, not supposed to separate it. And if one does, one violates negative prohibition getting lashes. Nun base 52, Hamemer Bekachim Mizbech. If someone does what's called Tamura, where he says from a Kachim animal to a Chul animal, is that this should take the place of this one, that Tamura that's forbidden. Nun Gimel 53, if someone eats the meat of a carbon that became Tameh. Nun Dalad 54, if someone eats from a carbon that became invalidated. Nun Hey 55, if someone eats from the meat of Kachar Kashim, which is a wholly higher level of Kashim, like Chatas and Ashim, and it's only allowed to be eaten in the Azar if he eats from it out of the courtyard. Nun Dalad 56, Zar Shachal Besar Kachar Kashim, Achar Matan Dam, if a non coin eats the meat of the Kachar Kashim, the higher level carbonas, after the blood was sprayed, because if he eats it before the blood is sprayed, actually the lash is going to be because of eating it before the blood is sprayed, and not because of being a non-kohen. Nun Zayin 57, Zar Shachal B'sar B'char, if a non-kohen eats from the meat of a certain type of carbon called B'char, which is the firstborn animal, that's the carbon that the kohen gets, and if the non-kohen eats from it. Nun Ches 58, Kohenes, regarding a Bas Kohen, Shenishas Lazar, which she gets married to a non-kohen, that she eats from the breast and the thigh, which before she got married, she was able to eat from her father's household. But she got married to a non-kohen. Even after her husband died, where she goes back to her father's household and she does not have any children, to eat truma, but she retains the prohibition of eating kachim. So, and if she does eat kachim, the chazav v'shaik, she would get lashed over that. Nontes 59, chalala, sha'achal truma. Chalala is either she's born from a prohibited marriage that her father, the kohen, had, or a woman that was forbidden to a kohen, got married, or had bia with the kohen, becomes chalala with that bia. If she eats truma, she gets lashes. Samach number 60, ho'echal kachim kam chutz l'Yerushalayim. The lower level kachim, like shlamim, they're allowed to be eaten out of the azar in Yerushalayim, but eats it out of Yerushalayim. Samach 61, ho'echal kachim kalim. Someone eats a lower level kachim, koidim zrika is done before the blood was sprayed. Can't eat from it yet. You have to wait till the avoid of the zrika is done was done. Samach Bay 62, if someone eats the firstborn animal out of Yerushalayim when it was unblemished, even if it's a kohen, it has to be eaten like all kachim kalim in Yerushalayim. Samach Gimel 63, if someone eats the second taif, which is after you take up the first taif and give it to the Levi, then the second taif is supposed to be brought to Yerushalayim and eaten by over there. But if he eats the Maisa Sheni, Achas Shed Up in their Bais, after it was ready, brought into Yerushalayim, but then he goes and eats it Chutz Yerushalayim out of Yerushalayim, that's a negative prohibition. It gets lashes. Samach Dalet 64, Koin Sha'achal Bikurim, a coin that eats the first fruits, Mishenichnesu L'Yerushalayim, once they were brought into Yerushalayim, Koid Manach HaBazar, but before it was placed on the Azar, which one of the Avodas has to be done, so you would get a negative prohibition for that. Samach 65, Koin Sha'achal Bikurim Chutz Yerushalayim, the coin eats the first fruits out of Yerushalayim, but Achas Shehun HaBazar, after it was already placed in the courtyard, because before it was placed in the courtyard, since it never was yet fit to be eaten inside, he would not yet get lashed for eating it out of the Yerushalayim. Samach Vav 66, Oichal Maisa Shenish Nitma, someone eats the second tithe that became Tamei, Bi Yerushalayim, in Yerushalayim, Kodim Shehipad, before it's redeemed, in other words, because it became Tamei, he has to redeem it even though it's in Yerushalayim, which is where it's usually eaten, but it became Tamei, he has to redeem it. If he eats it before it's redeemed, in Yerushalayim, he would get lashed for that, which is whoever eats it. Samach Zayin 67, Tamei, a Tamei person, Sha'ocha Maisa Sheni Hatar, where he's Tamei, but the Maisa Sheni is Tar, and he eats it, Yerushalayim and Yerushalayim, which is where it's supposed to be eaten, but he's Tamei, which that's prohibited, get lashed for that. Samach Ches 68, Ha'ochel Maisa Sheni Ba'aninus, if someone eats the second type in the state of Aninus, which is the day that is one of his close relatives he has to mourn over dies, he's an Oinin that day, if he eats Maisa Sheni, or Bechen Kol HaKadoshim, or Ol Kadoshim, he would get lashed for that. Samach Tes 69. Adol Sha'achal B'sar Kodesh. If an uncircumcised person eats the meat of a kachim, of a carbon, a trumas, or on eight types of the trumas. Ayin number 70. Oichal B'minchas Kohen. If someone eats from the flour offering of a kohen, or v'chem kol davashu kol lishim, or anything, just like the mincha of a kohen is totally burnt on the fires, any carbon is supposed to be totally burnt on the fires of Mizbeach, and he eats from it, get lashes. Ayin Aleph 71. Ho'ichal B'sar Chatois and Asrafas. Someone eats from the meat of the sin offerings that's supposed to be totally burnt. For example, the paran of Yom Kippurim and that of the par kohen Mashiach, which are burnt in the place of the ashes out of Yerushalayim. If he eats from it, or from anything that needs to be burnt. For example, the chatas that's burnt on the outside, if its blood is burnt inside the heichal, has to be totally burnt. If you eat from its meat, gets lashes. Ayin Bay 72. Ashechad Pesach al chametz. If someone slaughters the carbon Pesach while he still has chametz in his domain on erev Pesach, Ayin Gibel 73, Hashavah Be'etzim, someone breaks a bone of the Karban Pesach, Be'medishin, Be'meshini, whether on the first Pesach or even on the second Pesach, which is on what we call Pesach Sheni, on the 14th of Iyar. Ayin Dal 74, if someone takes out from the flesh of the Karban Pesach, Chutz L'Chaberase, out of the group where he was signed up to eat with, Ayin Hei 75, Ha'oichel, Me'besarei Chutz L'Chaberase, not for taking it out, but if someone eats from its meat, out of the chabur, in other words, even if it was brought back into the chabur, it's forbidden to eat it because it's like kachem kam that was taken out of the wall of Yerushalayim where it's forbidden to be eaten. Ayin Vav 76, ha'eichem b'sarei no, if someone eats from the meat of the Karban Pesach that is partially roasted, oy mevushal, or cooked, has to be fully roasted. So if you eat in these states, he gets lashes. Ayin Zayin 77, hanena min a hektish b'meiz, if someone has deliberately goes and gets pleasure from a hektish item, which is forbidden to do. Ayin Ches 78, if someone eats untithed produce, shadayin lahufish mim the meiser, where they didn't separate from it the tithe for the Levi. Afil meiser ani, even the poor man's tithe, which on the 3rd and 60th of the Shemitah cycle, instead of meiser sheni, that the person himself takes a second tenth and eats it in Yerushalayim, he gives it to the poor person, which is a lower level because it doesn't have to have certain halachas that meiser sheni has. Afil pishu humer tru meiser, even the older trumas, tru megadol, tru meiser, all taken, even if just meiser ani wasn't taken yet, it's considered tevel to have this negative prohibition to get lashes. Ein Tes, 79. Someone eats from the flesh of a living creature, shenigma din l'skila, where its verdict was handed down that it should be stoned. For example, let's say when they killed a person, and schaya skila, even though it was slaughtered, but that meat is forbidden to be eaten from. Pei number 80, if someone eats a non-kosher animal. Pei aleph 81, if someone eats a non-kosher bird. Pei beis 82, if someone eats a non-kosher fish. Pei gimel 83, if someone eats from the flying bugs. Pei Dalad 84, if someone eats from the bugs that crawl on the ground. Pei Hei 85, if someone eats from the aquatic bugs. Pei Vav 86, if someone eats from that which crawls on the ground, even though it's not something that procreates, where it's not born from a mother and a father, just from waste matter, where it just putrefies, that's also a type of a crawling creature that would have a negative prohibition. Pei Zayin 87, if someone eats the worms from fruits, after it already separated from the food, even though it goes back in, it would be forbidden. Pei Ches 88, if someone eats a dead animal carcass that wasn't slaughtered. Pei Tes 89, if someone eats an animal with a mortal defect. Tzadi 90, if someone eats a limb from a living creature that was broken off. Tzadi Alef 91, if someone eats from the sciatic nerve, which is the organ that was jumped when the Malach hit Yaakov. Tzadi Beis 92, if someone eats meat milk, cooked with milk. Tzadi Gimel 93, I'm a vashel, someone just cooks milk and meat. Tzadi Tes, Tzadi Dal 94, if someone eats from the new grain that sprouted that year, before the barley offering was brought on the second day of Pesach. In parentheses, Hamakrav Mincha Metfuch Hadash, if someone brings a flour offering from the new grain, before the two breads of the new grain are sacrificed on Shavuos in the Beis HaMikdash, which it's appropriate to mention that this issue is not biblical, and all those who count negative prohibitions, including the Rambam himself and seven mitzvahs, don't count this. And therefore, this is in parentheses in many different printings, and in some printings, actually, it doesn't even have this statement. Tzadi Hei 95, Ba'ochel Arlov, someone eats the fruit of a tree in its first 3 years of when it was planted. Tzadi Vav 96, Ba'ochel Klei Akerem, someone eats a forbidden mixture of different grains that were planted in their vineyard. Tzadi Zayin 97, Ba'ochel Tarev is Chometz B'Pesach, someone eats a mixture of leavening with something else on Pesach. Tzadi Ches 98, if someone eats chametz, leavened bread, after noon on Erev Pesach on the 4th of Nisan. Tzadi Tes 99, if someone maintains chametz in his domain, but for example, shachimetz isasai, where on Pesach he goes and does an action and he ferments his dough, because it has to be a lav shiyesh b'mais, it has to have an action. Kuf 100, if someone drinks the wine that was poured as a libation of Avodah Zarah. Kuf Aleph 101, a nazir who takes a vow for certain things, and for one of them is not to partake of the grapevine or any derivative of that, and he eats from that. Or Kuf Beis 102, which is another prohibition, nazir shegileich, if the nazir cuts his hair. Kuf Gimel 103, nazir shenit lameis, if a nazir becomes tummy for a dead person. Kuf Dalet hamagileich as hanesek, if someone cuts off the hair near the neg of the nesek on the head or the beard, which is not supposed to be cut off totally, someone shaves off that nesek, which are one of the types of negoyim. Kuf Hei 105, b'chaytik simon tzeras, if someone cuts off the signs of tzeras, for example, the white hair that grows in the beheres, or he cuts off the neg itself from the flesh. Or he burns it in the fire because he wants to change the raw flesh, which is a sign of tuma, into not raw by burning it, which is prohibited and gets lashes. Kovav 106. If someone does work on the ground of a nachal, which is the raging river, which they would decapitate a calf by that area when they found a dead person, and the people from the closest city would have to bring this calf and decapitate it over there, and you're not allowed to work that land, and if someone does that. Kavzan 107. If someone plants in the land of Israel on the Shemitah year. Kavchas 108. If someone prunes a tree on the Shemitah year. Kavtes 109. If someone harvests the aftergrowths, which it, no one planted it in the seventh year of Shemitah year, but it's aftergrowth from the previous year, and he cuts it up without any deviation, he does it in the normal way. Kuf Yod or Habaitzer, if someone goes and plucks the fruits of the tree Balishin without any difference, he does it in the normal way. That's what was prohibited, Betzira. Kuf Yod Av 111, Azireh B'Shnaziyev, if someone plants in the Yoibli, which is once every 50 years, which has similar halachas to Shemitah. Kuf Yod Beis 112, Hakoitzer B'Balishin, also if someone harvests on the Yoibli year without any deviation. Kuf Yod Gimel 113, Habaitzer B'Balishin, if someone goes and harvests the fruits without any change. Kofi Dalt 114. Hamachala pasad. If someone wipes out, he cuts off the corners of his field, but then the son only doesn't give it to the poor, which that's the mitzvah pay. You have to leave it for the poor. Kofi Tzvav 115. Hamoilil karmoi, but then the son only. That means to say, didn't leave, which the oilil is these small clusters where they don't have a regular cluster. Rather, it's just scattered in small little ones. Like in regards to the rest of the cluster, it's like a oilil, which is a young child to the man. So he takes these clusters and he doesn't give it to the poor, which he was supposed to leave with the poor. Kofi Tzvav 116, Hamalakit Leket. Someone gathers the stalks that fell during the harvest. V'loin the son v'loin, he doesn't give it to the poor. Kofi Tzvav 117, Potet Karmoi. If someone goes and takes the petet, which are these one or two grapes that fall from the cluster when you're harvesting, similar to Leket, just with grapes, v'loin the son v'loin, he doesn't give it to the poor. Kofi Tzvav 118, Alekech Oimer Shikha. If someone takes a bundle that was forgotten in the field when he had made the bundles and he forgot it there, V'lein the son only doesn't give it to the poor. Kofi Tzvav 119, Alekech Imel Bonim. If someone takes the mother bird with its chicks, V'lein Shilach Imel does not send away the mother. Kof Chof 120, Azadeh Kalayim Ba'aretz Bezroim. If someone plants a forbidden mixture in the land with different types of seeds, for example, wheat and barley. Kof Chof 121, Hazreh Kalei HaKerem Ba'aretz. Someone goes and plants two different types of grain or two different types of vegetables with the seeds of the vine, the vineyard, then he gets two malchus, one for the regular climb and one for klai hakerem, which is specifically that when it's with a vineyard. Kuf Chav Bein 122. A marke vilan is klai mchamakam. Someone goes and grafts trees that are two different types wherever it is. There's not only, like we said, ba'aretz in Eretz Yisrael. Kuf Chav Gim 123. Hamarbi behem klai mchamakam. If someone goes and mates different types of species of animals, which are different, that's also anyway, not just Eretz Yisrael. Kof Chav Dal 124, Hamanik B'Kalayim B'Chamakim. If someone goes and draws two different types of animals, and that's how he pulls a wagon, or he leads them together as one, that's forbidden everywhere. Kof Chav Hey 125, Hachaysim Behema B'Eis Malacha B'Chamakim. If someone muzzles an animal, not allowing it to eat when it's middle doing work, that's everywhere. Kof Chav Vav 126, Hashaychet Oysev Ez B'Nei B'Chamakim. If someone goes and slaughters the mother animal with its son on the same day, that's forbidden even out of Eretz Yisrael. That's everywhere. Kof Chav Zayin 127. Hamamashkin Chaber B'Yodav. If someone goes and his friend gives him collateral, and he does not give the security back to him when he needs it. Kof Chav Zayin 128. Hachibel. If someone takes collateral from the widow and does not give it back, that security. Kof Chav Zayin 129. If someone even takes collateral of vessels that is needed to make food, that's a prohibition. Kof Lamed 138 Zayman. If someone is a witness that was shown to be false by other witnesses telling that witness, how could you have said what you said at that time when you were with us at that time somewhere else? Where? She'im b'tashlumin. Where there's no monetary payment. Which generally is like he wants to incriminate this guy to owe someone $100. And they find that he's lying. He's got to pay the $100. But let's say he testified regarding someone that that they said he's a kind, that he's a Ben Gurish Ben Chalutz, and then we find out that they were lying, they were huzim. So that's something that you can't make them into Ben Gurish Ben Chalutz. So rather, when there's no Teshlumen, then they only get lashes. Kof Lamanav 131. Amaka Chabed, if someone hits his friend hakash imba shav a pruta, a hit that doesn't have a injury worth of a pruta, because if it did have, he would have to compensate him monetarily, and then he wouldn't be loika misham, he wouldn't pay and get lashes. But if there's no monetary payment, then he gets lashes. Kuflam at Beis 132, ben Sarah Murray, the rebellious and wayward son, be'edush rishayin, by regarding the, when the witnesses first come along and testify that he stole from his father, and he bought meat with it, and he drank wine, then he gets lashes for that, because ultimately, subsequently, he gets killed. Kuflam at 133, hamaitzi shemra, if someone spreads rumors on his wife that they just got married and he didn't find her a virgin, Shenimta the Barashaka, where it turns out that his words are false, where the father goes and brings witnesses that do hazama to the witnesses of the husband, so they get lashes, the husband. Kuflam Dal, 134. Hamakalis Chavel B'Shem, if someone curses his friend with God's name. Kuflam Hei, 135. Hanishba Lashak, if someone swears falsely, lying. Kuflam Vav, 136. Hanishba Lashab, someone swears in vain, where he swears regarding something that's obvious that that's what it is. Kuflam Zayin, 137. Hamchal Nidra, if someone desecrates his vow, he doesn't keep his word that he made a vow on. Kavala Mechesh, 138. If someone goes out of the boundary of the city of where he is, which are 2,000 Amas on Shabbos. Kavala Mechesh, 139. Actually, there's debate regarding what actually that shear is. It might be 12 mil of regarding the biblical halacha to get lashes. Kavala Mechesh, 139. If someone does forbidden work on Yom Tov, on a holiday. Kav Mem, 140. Hamakav Pasarish, if someone goes and cuts off the corner of the hair of his head, what we call the payas. Kav Mamal, 141, the Makav Pazaka, if someone cuts off the corners of his beard, there's five different spots that one's not supposed to cut off. Kav Membez, 142, Hasoidet Ames, if someone goes and makes carvings in his, cuts in his flesh because of the great pain he has for someone that died. Kav Membez, 143, Hakadech Roisha Ames, if someone makes a bald spot on his head because someone that died, and these are all things that the Gentiles would do. Kifnam 144, if someone goes and makes a tattoo in his flesh. Kuf Mem Hei, 145, Halibis Shatness, if someone wears a forbidden mixture of wool and linen. Kuf Mem Vav, 146, if someone cuts down a fruit tree in a destructive manner. Kuf Mem Zayin, 147, Isha Lubish Malbush Isha, man who wears the clothing of a woman. Kuf Mem Ches, 148, Isha Shalubish Malbush Ish, a woman who wears the clothing of a man. Kuf Mem Tes, 149, Kain Shinit Malamase, a coin that becomes tummy to a dead person. Kof Nun, 150, Kain Shekidish Isha Zayna Ba'olah, if a Kain gets engaged to a woman that's a harlot, a prostitute, and he cohabits with her. Kof Nav, 151, Kain Shekidish Gudusha Ba'olah, if a Kain gets engaged to a divorcee, and he cohabits with her. Kof Nav, 152, Kain Shekidish Halala Ba'olah, if a Kain gets engaged to a halala, desecrated woman, which either she was born from such a union, we said, or however it is, she became a desecrated for the Kedusha of Kuhuna, and he gets engaged to her, Uba'olah, and he cohabits with her. Kufn Gimel, 153. Kain Gadol Shabala Mana. If a high priest goes and has beer with a widow, Ava Bishle Kitcher, that's even if he did not get engaged to her. Kufn Dal, 154. Hamachzik Rishasi. If someone remarries the woman that he divorced, Achash and Rishkacha, after she already got engaged, even just engaged to another man, that's prohibited. Kufn Hei, 155. Hanesi Zakukal Yavim. If someone gets married to a woman that's waiting for Yibam, meaning her husband died without any children, the brothers of her late husband have to do Yibum or Chalitza, and she's waiting in that situation, and someone jumps in and gets married to her. Kufn Dov, 156. Habo ala Kadesh, if someone has Bia with a woman that's designated for the purposes of Znus, without Kedushin. Kufn Zayin, 157. Mamzer, an illegitimate child who's born from a prohibited union, Shunasa Bas Yisrael Ubal, that he marries a regular Jewish woman and he has Bia, because he's not supposed to be Yavah, because he's not supposed to marry a regular Jewish woman. Kufn Chaz, 158. Petua Daka, a man with crushed testicles. Shonosa Bas Yisrael Lebal, he marries a Jewish woman and he has beer with her. Kufn Tes, 159. Hamasadis Ish, if someone castrates a man, he destroys the reproductive organs of a person. Or Bechin Shar Zichr Behem Mechai Vayv, or any other male of the domestic animal, wild animal, or bird, that's a violation. Kufn Tes, 160. Einis, a man who raped a woman, Shagadish Anasasi, where the Torah says he has to be married to her. He divorced the woman he raped, and he does not remarry her. Kofsa Machab, 161, the way it says Shemra, someone spreads a false rumor regarding his wife, where there also we force him to stay married to his wife. If Shagadish Ishtli, Balezid, if he divorces his wife and does not remarry her, he gets lashes for that. Kofsa Machab, 162, Hakodav El Arayis, if someone gets close to the women that are forbidden to him, Bederech Midaches Nus, in any one of the ways of immorality, meaning he hugs her, does certain things, even though he doesn't have intimacy with her. And this is the type of person that we consider suspected regarding illicit relationships, which regarding such a person, we say that he's possible to say testimony for a woman. Kaf Samach Gimel 163. A Maschat Magoyim, someone marries out of the faith, he gets engaged to a non-Jewish woman. Kaf Samach Dalim 164. Ger Amoni, someone from the people of Ammon who is a convert. We Shanasa Bas Yisrael Abal, although he can become Jewish, but he's not supposed to marry a Jewish woman. He does, and he has be with her. Kaf Samach 165. Gimel Avi, a convert from the people of Moab. Shanasa Bas Yisrael Abal, that marries a Jewish woman, and he has be with her. Kaf Samach Vav 166. Melech Shebanashim, a king that takes on too many wives. He's not supposed to take on more than 18 wives that would be appropriate for him. Kaf Samach Zayin 167, Melech Shebasusim, if a king takes on too many horses, he increases his acquisition of horses. And Kaf Samach Ches 168, Melech Shebakesavazov, a king that amasses too much gold and silver. The Pesuk says, Lo Yerba Lema'id, he shouldn't be taking on too much money. That's a negative prohibition that would get him lashes. Nimtzu kol ha'loikim reish zayin, comes out all those who get lashes are reish zayin, 207, if we count together all those that we mentioned just a regular lisa say with those that have chiv misses bezin, chiv misses b'dei shemayim and chiv ikaris. The similar, and the manik for them is yilku zarim, that the foreigners, but that's the zar, that's the reish zayin, the zar will get lashes.